podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual nourishment, some truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. So thank you for joining us. Our passage for today is going to come from Psalm 90, starting in verse 9, which says this: "For all our days pass away under your wrath, we bring our years to an end like a sigh. The years of our life are 70, or even by reason of strength, 80. Yet their span is but toil and trouble. They are soon gone, and we fly away. Who considers the power of your anger and your wrath according to the fear of you? So teach us to number our days, that we may get a heart of wisdom." There's an old expression, "He's so heavenly minded that he's no earthly good." I want to read a quote from John Piper that is a response to this idea. "Yes, I know it is possible to be so heavenly minded that we are of no earthly use. My problem is, I've never met one of those people. And I suspect if I met one, the problem would not be that his mind is so full of the glories of heaven, but that his mind is empty and his mouth is full of platitudes. I suspect that for every professing believer who is useless in this world because of otherworldliness, there are 100 who are useless because of this worldliness." Now, this is going to veer into what many might feel as morbid, but one of the ways that we ignore our foreigner status in this world is by ignoring the reality of death. And we're better at doing it today, maybe, than ever. For millennium, death was so much more in your face. People didn't live as long, for one. Many parents lost children young. Diseases were much more often fatal. And when you had a family member that was close to death, they were probably in your home with you. Now, with our science, technology, and medicine, people live longer. A disease is no longer a probable death sentence. And when someone is sick or dying, they're away, in a hospital or a nursing home. This has led to the reality that we don't often have to confront our own mortality. And certainly we could take this too far in the other direction. You know, I don't propose a phobic preoccupation with death. That said, the psalmist prays this on behalf of his people: "So teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom." There is wisdom in facing the reality that we do not have forever. This world is not our home, and as such, we are not bound by this world's value system. When we get caught so much up in the proverbial rat race, we forget the things that are most important. There is a spiritual battle going on for us and those we love, for our neighbors and our friends, and the stakes are eternity. Our power comes from the living God of heaven to fight this battle. What will our 401k, our new iPhone, the renovated bathroom, or our book collection matter in the light of eternity? Only what's done for the kingdom will last. So what? So let's not ignore the fact that we only have so many days on earth. This is not reason to fear. Our God is for us. He is taking care of his children. The Lord determines our days, and he is good. And as long as we are still here, he has something for us to do. So let's pray. God, show me. What do you have for me to do that will matter not only for today or for this year, but forever? Recognize it as an adventure that God is calling us to wake up every morning and go to battle for his kingdom. Our weapons are the Word of God, are the Holy Spirit inside of us. And God is calling us to join in that and not to get so preoccupied with this world. Because we want to walk in wisdom and not in foolishness. We want to do what will last for eternity and not what will fade away like so much dust. So God, we thank you for the wisdom of your word. We thank you for this encouragement to remember that this world is not our home, that we will not be on earth forever, that we do not have an unlimited number of days to do whatever we want to and then maybe consider what you might have for us to do. Lord, but we know that your way is joy, is purpose, is hope, is peace. God, remind us of these things. Help us to walk with your perspective that we may gain a heart of wisdom. We will give you all the praise and all the glory for it. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us today for another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.